NPR. It's Larry Abramson is here. Larry, this was an Airbus A300.
That's right, but this is actually a very popular plane, and as you mentioned, it can carry about 275 people. It's a wide-body jet, and it's used all over the world. This plane has actually been involved in a number of crashes. There was a bad period back in the mid-90s when several foreign-owned A300s crashed. They all crashed on landing, but it's also worth noting that many crashes happen on landing and takeoff. Those are two of the most dangerous parts of a flight. This one, of course, appears to have crashed on takeoff, but there was never anything found. No safety problems were found with this jet that were linked to those crashes. Of course, when a plane is this popular, the way many Boeing planes are used by hundreds of airlines around the world, and of course you're going to have a lot of crashes associated with this plane. So we don't have any reason to think that there was anything particular about this plane that might have caused the crash. And of course it's interesting, most of the time when we're covering these crashes, the first thing we ask about is safety and whether there was pilot error involved. But of course, because of September 11th, our first inclination is to say, well, was it terrorism? But we don't really have any indication one way or another right now.
Crashing on takeoff means a full load of jet fuel.
That's right, and that's bad news for the neighborhood, which, as we can see, is still smoking. That was, of course, a big factor in the crashes at the World Trade Center that caused such a horrendous fire that it actually brought those towers down. We can't see exactly what the damage on the ground is, but it's likely there will be quite a bad fire, and jet fuel fires are very difficult to put out. The FAA has actually worked for years to try to get jet fuel to be less flammable, and they really haven't had too much success with that, and we can see the results of that. When these things go down, they really cause quite a conflagration.
Melissa, you know that neighborhood?
I have been out there, yeah. I don't know the specific area where this plane crashed. It's a peaceful, it's hard to believe you're in New York City at times because you're really right on the water. You could be in any beach community. It is tightly packed with homes along the water, and there are reports now of at least 8 homes that are on fire.
Thank you very much, NPR's Melissa Block and Larry Abramson.
Thank you.